Parliament has expressed concern over the spate of immoral activities on the campuses of universities in the country. It therefore calls on all heads of universities to provide adequate security on their campuses. According to the House, theft, assault, rape, armed robberies, possession of weapons, use of narcotic drugs, among others, are common in universities and public schools. The situation is said to be worse in private hostels, where the university authorities have little or no control over security issues or the activities of their students. The Member of Parliament for Ifija Setura East, David Henrik Yeboah, who raised the issue on the floor of the House, urged heads of universities to intensify security on their campuses as well as private hostels that provide accommodation to their students. We bring you Dominic Nloje and Augustus Akwe's report.
The Ifija Setura East MP David Henrik Yeboah suggested that the university security units should establish their presence by posting some of their security personnel to the private hostels. He also urged the heads of universities to install CCTV surveillance cameras on major corridors and vantage points on their campuses and private hostels to help enhance security and safety of students. He added that the university authorities should prescribe security programs to all private hostels to follow, and that any hostel that fails to adopt it should be blacklisted as hostel for the university. Mr. Yeboah, however, encouraged students to report criminal activities occurring at their hostels immediately to porters or front desk officers at the private student's hostel or to any security officer available. He urged security officers to conduct thorough investigations into issues reported to them and advised them not to disclose the identity of victims or witnesses who report criminal activities to ensure their safety. He encouraged hostel owners to provide proper access control measures to prevent unauthorized entry into their facilities. The sector MP asked that safety and security awareness and training programs be organized for students, especially newly admitted ones, and call for sanctions on reckless private hostel owners who flout safety and security laws. MPs who contributed to the statement urged government and the authorities of public schools and universities to take steps to ensure the safety and security of all students who reside in private hostels.
Dominic Lodge and Augustus Akwe's report right to you.